Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin's attempt to invalidate the election he lost to Democrat Jared Golden and challenge Maine's ranked choice voting law was dealt a significant setback today. A federal judge denied Poliquin's request to be declared the winner or call for a new election. As Steve Missler reports, Judge Lance Walker also dismantled all of Poliquin's claims that Maine's election system violates the U.S. Constitution.
Judge Walker's 30-page ruling was thorough and potentially devastating to Poliquin and Maine Republicans' quest to rid Maine of an election system that allows voters to rank candidates for federal office in order of preference. Among the arguments presented by Poliquin's attorneys was that the ranking method violates the U.S. Constitution because candidates who obtain a plurality, or the most votes on election night, are not declared the winner, but that they must win with a majority after a runoff. Walker, who was appointed by President Donald Trump, said the Constitution gives states broad discretion to conduct elections, and it's a concept enshrined in the 10th Amendment that's often embraced by conservatives.
Now, we knew going in that, you know, the states occupy the field in the conduct of elections, and that's why every state does it a little bit differently. The judge's ruling really underscores that.
Secretary of State Matt Dunlap was a defendant in Poliquin's lawsuit. He says his office was confident that it would prevail.
It really emphasizes a lot of what we already knew, but it's still nonetheless a bit of a relief to hear it.
The same goes for Congressman-elect Jared Golden, whose victory against Poliquin marked the nation's first use of ranked choice voting in a federal election. Despite Poliquin's legal challenge and a last-minute request for a recount, Golden has participated in orientation for new members of Congress and is prepared to be sworn in on January 3rd. Golden's campaign manager, Jonathan Breed, says Poliquin is within his rights to challenge the legality of ranked choice. But he says at some point, the Republican has to concede.
I think that at some point, the people of Maine are just going to be tired of playing political games.
Breed also says Poliquin's chances of reversing the election outcome through the hand recount, currently underway, are slim. Breed and Secretary of State Dunlap say there have only been minor fluctuations in Golden's lead.
I would expect at this point nothing to change.
Poliquin's campaign did not respond to a request for an interview. But in a statement released on Twitter, Poliquin instead cited a seemingly unrelated claim by some voters in the 1st District that they had received 2nd District ballots on Election Day. State election officials declined to investigate, saying it's impossible that 2nd District ballots mistakenly sent to 1st District precincts could have somehow been counted by voting machines programmed only to accept 1st District ballots. Dunlap described the ballot mix-up claims as gaslighting, just another attempt by Republicans to sow doubt about the election results. Meanwhile, Poliquin still has not said if he'll appeal Judge Walker's ruling. And if he does, James Monteleone, an attorney for the Committee for Ranked Choice Voting, says Poliquin is unlikely to win.
The court recognized that nothing stuck. There's no constitutional claim there.
Monteleone says it's a high bar to convince the First Circuit to appeal a lower court ruling. And he says Judge Walker's thorough decision further elevates that bar.
The court's opinion here is really focused on factual findings, you know, the court's factual conclusions drawn from the actual voting data that occurred. And the conclusions that the court reached were that the plaintiffs didn't suffer what the court calls a burden.
He also says an appeal comes with risks for Poliquin and for Republicans attempting to invalidate Maine's ranked choice voting law. That's because every unsuccessful legal challenge establishes a precedent that could embolden other states to implement the voting overhaul.
There is no question that as these cases continue to be addressed, supporters of ranked choice voting in other places are given confidence that they can move forward and adopt this without fear that the courts will intervene and say that it's unconstitutional.
And while that's good news for groups hoping to spread ranked choice in other states, it's unquestionably bad for the Republican hardliners who view the system as a threat to their chances in future elections. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.